proper blasting. I think that's the direction we're headed since Chet got his way. Now let's talk about all that and more for Unreal Episode 2, Season 2.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
This is Scotty. Scotty, no, not Fiona and me. Do it in my van every Sunday. He knows, though. Scotty knows.
Tried it a few times.
Well, since we know that Scotty doesn't know, and I'm pretty sure I don't know, but I am your host, Lucretia Lyon, and you guys can always find me anywhere at LACRETIALYON, anywhere on the internet, since there is only one. But I am not alone on this panel. Directly to my left, our first lady is...
Hello, everyone. I am Abby Vega, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at _AbbyVega.
Hey guys, it's Renee Ariel, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
All right, and of course, the Scotty special next guest to me. As you'll notice, we have a special guest host here with us who is a big fan of the show as well as an actor with a new show coming out on Netflix, XOXO, with Sarah Hyland. Did I get all that right, Scotty?
It's a movie.
It's a movie. Yeah. It's a movie. Yeah. I think it's a movie. That's exciting. So where can they find you?
Close. Yeah,
where can they find you on social media?
Where can they find me?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
I'm like, where did the movie find me? Yeah.
My address is.
So am I. On Instagram at Scotty Dickert, yeah. Facebook.com/Scotty Dickert Actor. Yeah, just Google it.
Google. He's on Google.
Yeah. Right. I'm on Google.
All right. I guess now that we know that Scotty doesn't know about Fiona, but does Scotty know about what happened on Unreal today? Or yesterday, since it did premiere last night. We're always a day late.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let's talk about. I want to start at the ending. Like, who loved that Rachel's just sitting pretty, like, all right, I'm in charge, and then burn?
I know. Having him go on and on about how he's going to bring someone else in charge, and she's just sitting there, like, no. Oh, keep it coming. I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. So,
it was totally kidding.
Definitely predictable when she was having that talk with Gary in his beautiful house, might I add. But it was very clear that he wasn't thinking, oh, better put Rachel in charge. She seems sane. And that moment, I mean, I'm just happy she didn't stand up in that moment. That would have been so uncomfortable.
That would have been like in the beginning of Zoolander when he calls Hansel and he's like, everybody said, a lot of people said I couldn't win this award 2 years in a row.
And it's like, yeah, exactly. No. But I totally, did you guys get the vibe that, do you think Quinn knows that she was the one who rat, or no?
I don't think so yet, but I'm sure that she, you know, as Rachel's sitting there in those faces, she's probably like, oh my god, that bitch did it, didn't she?
I don't know, I feel like Quinn's so smart. No. I feel like she does know, and it's going to be so passive-aggressive, or not even passive-aggressive, just aggressive the way she's like, by the way, you don't think I know who ratted me out? Like, I know that's
I think
happen.
That's going to happen, too. And I also, there's just been tension with them the whole episode. It's just a matter of time before they just... It's going to be a big blow up.
Yeah, definitely they're going to explode. Because, yeah, just the way that Quinn was just talking to Rachel the whole episode, and we saw Rachel kind of breaking down in the beginning, that's why it's like, oh, she really got the balls back, and then the rug is swept out from under her. So Rachel's going to go cray-cray.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You think you're going to see a girl fight?
Oh, I'm again.
It's about to be a what? Girl fight?
Yeah.
Sorry,
there's gonna be plenty of fights.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I saw Quinn give Rachel a look.
That's what I was thinking.
I thought she was like,
oh, I may have missed that.
While he was making that, yeah, I thought I noticed a little look too. That's why I was asking if you guys thought that she knew.
Yeah, being Quinn, yeah, you know, she's the smartest person in the room.
Exactly.
So I love her lines are my favorite. Just every episode, she always has such a funny line. What did she say this episode? She's like, cue over the moron.
Did you even do any paperwork on these side dicks? That is so great. I love her.
Yeah, it's so like, funny. I love side dicks. Like, yeah. That's what we should call all the guys now. Like, yeah. No, you're just the side dicks.
She's the best. I love also in the beginning when Rachel was definitely, I think the beginning of her breaking down when she... Was it with Jay? She said, oh, no, we're cool. We got matching BFF tattoos.
Yeah.
That was such an uncomfortable moment, the way she was like, no, I'm fine, but she's going to break down soon, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has the crazy eyes.
Oh, yes. So we should Should we start with Rachel sending her mom's care package that she brought?
I know. Oh, yeah. That was dark.
I know when she threw out the pills, it was kind of like, no, I'm not going to take these pills. But then when she threw out the sweet card as well, as like, screw you, Mom. I feel like that was done on purpose. So she's just shutting everyone else, and she's starting to everyone else out and starting to get very internal. And that's why she's talking less. I think all of what's happening inside, because it is a mental illness that she's struggling with, is just going to be bottled up until she explodes.
Yeah, and it's also because last season she had Jay kind of to relate to, because they were like on the same level, and they were more of peers compared to like one above the other, and Quinn was clearly above her. But now that she has this new power thing, she doesn't have any just like companions.
Yeah, I mean, I, you know, really hate that her and Jay's friendship is just the way it is now, because she keeps insisting that she's over him, and he's really trying to help her. Like, Jay is actually, like, the good guy in this season. Like, to me, I like Jay, because it's, like, a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of Jay, Scotty?
I like Jay. Him? I mean, I'm glad he's getting a little more spotlight this year.
I know. I like him. That's what I predicted last week, that throughout the season that he's going to kind of be more of the moral compass of the show.
Yeah, it definitely led into it. Mm-hmm. And I was actually surprised that in the first episode it happened pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Like, he was already shooting Rachel down and she was just taking it.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know what's wrong with my mind, but I'm like, no, Jay, don't tell Ruby not to do what Rachel says. I don't know why I'm thinking that, because he is the good guy, but at the same time, it's like, I want to root for crazy Rachel, and I'm not sure why.
See, I was happy. I knew right away, I'm like, Jay is going to mess this whole thing up, and I was glad. Because I like having that different perspective, because there's so many crazies on the show doing, like, the manipulative stuff, that it's nice to have one person. And he's still going to manipulate things, but just not to the extreme that they do, because they're nuts and sociopaths.
The show just leaves so many doors open to everybody manipulating each other, and it could come from anyone at any time.
Yeah.
It just trusts no one. No. Ever on the show.
I love how Jay straight up tells her, you know, you can't trust her. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, because that kind of screws with her plan a little bit.
Yeah, and I really like that Ruby did take Jay's note, because it makes it more interesting. If she just went full-on crazy on the, you know, racist girl, right, Beth Ann, I believe is her name, that would have really screwed her chances, and I think that it'll be a bigger blow-up on down the line. So it's like picking your battles.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I loved the shirt, and I love how Quinn's like, can I get one of those?
Yeah.
I can't breathe.
No, yeah, for sure. I love that she didn't decide to freak out, because that's exactly why they put her on the show, to try to get that reaction out of her. And when she doesn't get it, you know, that's only going to help her in the long run.
But I do like that she ended up sticking up for herself in her own way, rather than what Rachel wanted her to do for the views. And we get to see her personality. And, I mean, she's kind of a rebel. I like her. I like that she's like, I'm going to say what I want, what I believe in. And I think she's going to be interesting to watch this season.
Yeah, and she has that very, like, she's very dominant towards Darius, which I like, too. She's not just trying to be the girl that he wants her to be. She's doing her own thing, and if he likes her, he likes her.
I think he's going to like that.
Yeah.
Because every other girl's just like, oh.
Exactly, exactly. There's some interesting ones, though, this season.
Yeah, see, I think what's interesting, especially with the two black women that have been called back, Chantal and Ruby, both of them are playing it safe, and they're being the hard to get, which is really nice to see, because, yeah, all the other women are throwing themselves at him. And, yeah, he's going to like the ones that are pulling away.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely saw the connection with him and Ruby, I think, at the ceremony.
Yeah,
at the
ceremony. Mm-hmm.
I liked that moment. That made me think that they're going to definitely build a connection.
You know, guys like when a girl challenges them. I mean, look at the end. Look at the end of last season. So the suitor at the end of last season, like, he ended up falling for Rachel.
Yeah,
I know.
You know what I mean? I know. Speaking of, we didn't see anything from him, because last episode they had him calling her. So I'm curious to when Adams, because I know he's in this season, but I'm curious to when he's going to pop up.
I feel like he's just going to show up, because I think the phone call wasn't the first time he called her. I bet it was multiple calls she's just been ignoring, and I think eventually he's going to be like, well, you know what, I'll come find you, and then show up. And I can't wait, because I love Adam.
I know, I like him too. Speaking of, did you know that Adam and then the blonde, I forgot, what was her name? Which? The contestant, the really cute blonde girl who was supposed to get married? You know they're dating in real life. Oh, they're like engaged. Oh, really? Yeah, they're like engaged to each other. Yeah. Just side note, fun unreal facts.
Crazy.
Real relationships come out of everlasting. Yeah. Everlasting really makes true love. But
they really do last.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And now we have Everblasting.
Yes. I love how it's just basically a Girls Gone Wild video.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous and stupid. I'm like, that's... Quinn got that right. That when girls, which is the main demographic they're going for in this show, I feel like, is... They don't want to watch that.
No, if it was guys dancing around without their shirts on, like, it literally, if you just replaced all the women with men, women would watch that. But the fact that it's women in bikinis and women are your audience, women are not going to watch that. That's why it's like these guys making the decisions. It's like, do a focus group. I mean,
I feel like if Chet wanted to create his own show, Everblasting, I mean, you need to completely remarket that show. It cannot be a spinoff of a romantic fairy tale show into. Let's put all the girls in bikinis and do body shots. Like, I don't know. I did not like it.
Are we thinking that Chet's really... To me, it seems that he can't really be this dumb. Like, he knows what the viewers want. He knows what the network wants. He's worked on the show. He was in charge of it for so long. Do you think he's... At this point, I think there's a chance that he's just doing it just to get a rise out of Quinn and kind of challenge her.
Yeah, I do think a lot of it is to get a rise out of Quinn, since this matters so much to her. It's her show that she created. But there is a little bit of Chet that he, you know, there's a reason Quinn ran it. She, you know, she knows what's what. Chet's still a little bit of a party boy. I mean, we don't see him doing cocaine all the time like last season, but he's still
he's
partying up with,
now.
Yeah, with the kombucha instead of alcohol. I was like, and I love when she threw the cigarette in there.
Yeah, I definitely think with Chet at this point, it's kind of a game, and he's just picking her, definitely pushing her buttons, but I also think he's a little on the slow side and truly does believe, like, oh, this could be a great show.
Oh, he definitely does.
I'm finding Chet very entertaining this season.
Mm-hmm. He's more so always than last entertaining.
Season. Yeah. Like, last season, though, I looked at him more as, he kind of, like, grossed me out. He was such a slime ball and, like, doing all gross stuff all the time.
I agree.
And this season, it's more of him just being dumb and it's like hilarious. I don't know.
It's only episode 2.
I know, yeah. He has plenty of time to slime ball around the set, but last season I thought I was looking more at, like, oh, Chet, you know? He's always... I don't know.
Yeah, I agree that Chet was definitely more slimy last season, and I don't know if it's the losing the weight.
I was
and
getting thinking, healthy. Maybe he's looking better.
Yeah. Might be like, oh, maybe I'm attracted to Chet now.
Do I kind of like Chet?
What's happening?
I just always remember him from when he was in Sex and the City, and he was the jazz musician.
Yeah.
I remember that episode. I didn't know that.
Yeah. He was really young at the time.
Fun fact.
You all lost me there.
Yeah, Sex and the City, you're not a fan.
Didn't watch all the episodes.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I missed it, yeah.
Well, HBO Go has all of them, right?
Okay,
Binge watch away.
Yeah, maybe a couple weekends from now.
I guess we should talk about Tiffany, because the chat is, Mary Duda 444, which says she wishes they would slut-shame Tiffany like Rosalyn on The Bachelor. And you guys may know that since
Rosalyn.
I'm done.
Yeah, I only watched a couple. Well, I think it's... I was very surprised by Tiffany's, that whole storyline. I thought it was interesting.
It made me kind of cringe because seeing their connection afterwards, I mean, at first it was like, okay, well, Quinn's just trying to, you know, get her wifey, which, again, another funny Quinn line.
Yeah.
But after that happened, and then you see their connection, you're like, I wish you never did that.
I know. That's so true. Because I liked her when they were talking together. I really liked her. And then, but, you know, it's too good to be true that that's not going to come out.
Oh, yeah. I love how, you know, because Chet did tell him, and Mary Duda also points out that they were so nonchalant about Chip blowing Romeo. Well, technically, gotta get real. Like, it.
We don't hold back on this.
No, that's okay. actually, Romeo's my boy. I shot XOXO with him.
Oh, no way! That's hilarious.
Yeah,
Romeo.
Cool dude, so.
But yeah, like, so that's what's funny. It's just like, she didn't go all the way. I mean, she went bit down, but like, Rachel stopped it before. I mean, are we going
can
like.
Can we talk about Romeo, though, for a second?
Yeah.
Like, isn't he supposed to be the man? What is he doing?
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Isn't he his cousin?
He's just a side dick.
He's just partying. Yeah, he's a side dick. He's taking advantage of the situation. But that girl, it's good. I mean, obviously he knows. I think Darius is kind of thrown back by it, but I think he's gonna bring it up in kind of a dramatic way towards her.
Yeah, sort of like when, you know, everybody thought he was gonna bring it up whenever, and then it was like, oh no, your dad owns a team that's my rival.
Oh, I knew that's what he was gonna bring up then. I thought that either he wasn't gonna pick her for the rose ceremony, or that he was gonna call her out in the rose ceremony.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I thought it was going to be a dramatic rose ceremony scene. What confused me, though, was that they didn't show the actual scene of them telling Darius. They cut it off, didn't they?
Yeah, but they, it's assumed.
Yes, definitely assumed, because of the events after, especially Chet's reaction to him keeping her.
Yeah.
But it makes me kind of wonder what actually went down in that conversation and what his reaction was, because he kept her, and now what is he going to do with her?
Yeah. Because Chet also, when they were all in the control room area, he made some snide little remark about Tiffany not being picked right away.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm curious to what went down.
So Scotty, as the only man,
something went down.
What? Yeah. Scotty, something went down.
Yeah. As the only man on this panel, what would you think of Tiffany at this point?
Yeah,
yeah.
Wait, Tiffany's wifey?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Do you think she's still wifey material after almost blowing your cuz? Or
hell no. Well, somebody's gonna marry her.
Yeah.
I mean, to somebody, she's wiping the dirt.
Yeah.
But not to me.
It's a good answer, though. That, to someone out there, she's gonna be their wife.
Someone's gonna get their racks on.
Someone's gonna like it.
You know, really big football fans, as we're talking about.
Oh my gosh, I know. Who saw that coming from Beth Ann? When she ran away, and you're like, oh, she's just being a racist.
Same.
And then she goes to the bathroom because she's such a big fan.
I know, right? That was awesome.
I loved that.
Me too. And they're like, what? And then what does Rachel say? She goes, racism is so confusing, isn't it?
I love that. I was shocked by that, but I liked it because I was kind of worried she was going to be that annoying, like, character. I don't know. And that just made me like her a lot more. And how she really, she's like, I've been the biggest fan of him for, that sounds like me, like, myself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. And I liked her approach to it, that she just, all right, I'll just take it off and get hold of him. And he reacted
in a gentleman way. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't trust it because it's all for the cameras. Oh, I don't know. That's the thing about, like, The Bachelor in that, the actual Bachelor, and then the ones especially in this show, because they're all like famous people in some way, or public figures that are trying to get back their positive image. So I don't trust it.
I don't know. I can't tell with him yet. Something in me says that he might end up being better than like what they're wanting him to be.
I agree.
That makes sense?
Yeah, because to me, he started out as this, you know, like Adam started out as too goody two shoes, so they kind of had to make him sort of more of a bad boy. But this guy is trying to really rebuild his image, and so far, you know, he seems like a party boy, but he's not a bad guy that we've seen.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think he's actually going to turn out to be a good person, especially like we say with the Beth Ann scene. And we're thinking we're going to hate this girl, she's going to be gone, like, because it's like, oh, racist. But yeah, like, she actually seemed really sweet, and it's like, I don't want to offend him, like, you know?
Yeah,
I think Darius is going to get sick of the cameras in his face, and he's going to punch somebody by probably episode 6.
Ooh. Oh, episode 6, wow.
Prediction.
That was very specific. Episode 6, Darius is...
Actually, it's going to be towards the end of it. Yeah,
okay. Towards the end of episode 6. Yeah. You heard it right here, folks.
Yeah.
He goes full on Kanye.
I'm also a writer on the show.
Yeah.
So that's a spoiler.
Oh, shit.
We're supposed to keep that under wraps.
Yeah, I think with Darius also, it's not really real to him yet. Right now, it's still a TV show. And he's like, well, no, who am I supposed to know? Let's just make it a party. But I think as the show continues, feelings will actually become real, and then it will be more meaningful to him, and that we'll see a side that we really like.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that. I think he's going to be good.
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
So what do you think of some of the ladies? We've talked about Beth Ann, and then we already heard your opinion on Tiffany. So what do you think of Beth Ann?
I think she made the right move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do. Because, there's so many things that are predictable, you know, especially after seeing season one and seeing how manipulative people are on the show. And that was, like, a total surprise.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
And then also with her, too, is even from the beginning, she didn't want to wear the swimsuit because, and in what she said, kind of, I don't know, it made me I never disliked her like I thought I would, because she, from the beginning, she's like, this means something different to me than what it would mean to other people. And she's like, I don't want to offend other people because I know what it means to them. You know what I mean? And so she never really came across as, like, I don't know, and all, like, the previews and stuff, and before the season premiered, they made it seem like they were going to have this girl, you know, portrayed as, like, the racist, kind of. But she never even fully came across like that to me.
I don't know, though, because her reaction when Ruby was like, you know, he's black, right? She had a reaction kind of looking, I would say, like, fearful.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That's the thing, and I think that leads to Rachel's line saying, racism is confusing, isn't it? Because, I mean, we see kind of both sides. She doesn't care when it's Darius, but when she heard, oh, well, it's a black bachelor, she was definitely taken aback.
I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. And I forgot about the whole roommate situation.
Yeah, the roommate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind what I said.
And as we say, like, it's the way that they cut it on the show, just like how they cut it for us, is, you know, making people seem one way when, again, because most of us, we all have, you know, our downsides like this girl. But, yeah, as we say, she's becoming a little bit more likable because, yeah, she's like, I really don't, you know, grow out there and want to be racist and, you know, because of how other people feel. Obviously, she cares about
it. Well, now I'm completely sidetracking and turning everything I said around because now I'm thinking, okay, she only likes him because he's this famous guy.
No. Yeah, I kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's hard to read,
It is hard because we definitely see how she's going to be portrayed on the show itself, but at the same time, behind the scenes, they humanized her in a way that makes us kind of want to like her. But again, she's had her moments where she's just been racist. So I don't know about Beth Ann. I think we'll see throughout the season more of her true colors and then decide from there.
For sure. It's just like all the women. I mean, so far, Chantal is really the only one that we've seen a lot of that everything about her seems okay.
What about Hot Rachel, how she faked her, what she fell in the pool?
Yeah.
That girl, I don't like her anymore. After that move, I don't trust her.
See, I kind of like her.
Yeah, honestly,
I think she's funny.
I thought it was hilarious where she's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm a swimmer. Yeah. And Sarah Lawrence, didn't I tell you that, Madison?
I know, and I liked Madison. I feel like I'm going to really like seeing Madison's character.
Yeah.
Which one's Madison?
Madison's the new Rachel.
Yeah.
The PA. Because she should have said that. She goes, you know, you're the new Quinn. Let me be the new Rachel. And I think that kind of like, Rachel is like,
well, of course.
Yeah, that would Rachel feel good.
Yeah.
Okay, here, take the shirt.
And she's going to use her like she uses everybody else.
Oh,
100%.
Rachel is, you know, obviously someone with mental illness. She took that line like any narcissist would. Like, oh, yeah. Like, when that girl wanted to be her, it really meant so much to her. Mm-hmm. I love that. And as I said, they're going to be like a single white female situation because Madison is cray-cray, too, in a fun way.
But do you guys think now, well, obviously we see some of it of Rachel kind of telling on Quinn and Chet. Do you think that this is going to be a lot of now Rachel trying to figure out ways to get Quinn out of the picture? Because I feel like after that conversation that Jay had with her, I feel like Jay foreshadowed a lot. He said, you know, until Quinn's gone, you're not the boss.
Yeah, I think that's exactly why she went to Greg. Is after her conversation with Jay, she's like, yeah, I gotta get rid of Quinn, and so I'm the boss.
Got the live chat up there now.
That's
nice.
I'll read it, yeah.
I like that.
Beth Ann looks very naive. Can't wait to join her.
Such a bad phone interference.
No, yeah, I think Beth Ann will definitely have some problems.
Yeah, no, I agree. But with Madison, I love that when she was explaining to Rachel the feeling that she got after she...
Yes!
Oh, my gosh, it was sick. What did she say? It was like an orgasm, and it was like, what else?
I don't even know. Like a drug.
Yeah.
I don't
think she is. Crazy.
She is crazy, and I actually love seeing the transformation because you don't see her much in season one, but the first couple of times you see her, she... Honestly, I thought she was being nothing more than just the innocent PA
who
just kind of pops up here and there. And then with the Chet thing, I was shocked. And so now I love seeing her transform kind of in a twisted way. I'm like, this is kind of cool to see her like go on the dark side.
Yeah, what do you think of Madison, Scotty? Have you seen her transition?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is pretty unexpected. And, it's totally new this season for her. And, like, kind of the same thing with Jay is, like, I think it's cool how they're making some of these smaller characters and they're, you know, giving them real roles.
Yeah.
But I like her. I mean, she's almost like the librarian chick who you don't expect to be, you know, have that side to her. So, yeah, she's definitely becoming more and more interesting.
Yeah, I like Madison. I'm all about her. Madison and Jay right now are my... I like them a lot.
Yeah, I love how their characters have really grown this season. I mean, we got to know them last season a little bit, but now we're pulling more into them since they did get rid of some of the crew. I mean, and we're not seeing as much of, you know, the other characters. So, yeah, let's get to know them. And because I know several people in the chat also mentioned the same thing. Like, we want to see more of Jay. We want to see more of Madison because... yeah, these are great supporting characters.
Mary Duda, no, I do not like the everblasting thing.
I don't either.
No, not a fan of everblasting. It is ridiculous.
And I'm concerned because now that's the direction they're going to go in now that we have Coleman, who's we're going to go lean towards more Chet's idea.
Colin Wasserman.
Yeah.
He is, who is Kostas from Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Girl, you know your stuff.
I recognize him.
I know Kostas from
the I recognized him from The Mentalist and Greek and a lot of stuff because his name is Michael Ratty. And I was like, I didn't even know he was coming on this show. Like,
yeah, me neither. Yeah. That's the thing. The show, you never know what's happening next. And that's what I love about it. Everything's so unexpected.
I read an article that he was on it, but I didn't know exactly what part he was going to play or if it was going to be a big one. And it seems like he's going to be a pretty big part.
Yeah, I think he's probably a regular from this
on. He's running the show.
Eye candy on the show is always good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, my
exactly.
God.
There's plenty of pretty females on the show. We already know that.
Yeah, well, now we have one. Hey, Coleman, what's up?
Yeah. And now that Jeremy went down the tube. And Jeremy and Romeo's interaction. I mean, and Jeremy in this. I feel like we need to talk about Jeremy.
Jeremy's kind of a douche now. And I love Josh Kelly because he was on One Life to Live. And, you know, he and Sam share a mom. Like, but, yeah.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, her stepmother played his mother on One Life to Live. Oh, so that's funny.
I thought it was interesting how Jeremy and Romeo kind of had a little conversation about hooking up with Rachel.
Yeah.
That was, and she could hear it the whole time. And you're like, is he doing it on purpose? But it was just such.
I think everything Jeremy does towards Rachel is definitely on purpose.
He's someone, we were talking about the characters who like made complete 180s, and he's someone who I hate the 180 he made. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really liked him. Yeah, he was a little bit of a pushover, but he was such a nice guy and kind of was just giving Rachel the benefit of the doubt, which is, I mean, I didn't look at him differently or think of him less because he gave in to Rachel. I don't know. I don't like how he is now.
He's just super insecure, and he's lashing out on others, and he needs to maybe...
She pushed him, and pushed him, and pushed him.
But he was cheating. Would you take it that extreme? Don't mess
probably,
with Cody.
I mean, yes, second chances are fine, but if somebody is just banging other dudes left and right, and you're in love with her, and then she's... you know, trying to get back with you, and like, I would just be like, bitch, no.
Wait, but what if you try to take the high road?
Yeah, for like an hour, and then I'd be done.
Okay, but the thing about Jeremy, also, I can't get past forgotten. Oh, I'm in love with Rachel. Okay, you had a fiance.
Yeah, he wasn't clear.
Like, it's not like he was like, you know what, we have to break up. I'm in love with someone else. He's like, no, I'm gonna start sleeping with Rachel, and then when I'm done with my fiance. Bye. What about the fiance? How did she?
Yeah,
and she doesn't stick on the show like I'm gonna make your life hell.
Yeah,
you know?
She peacefully exits.
Yeah, she left. You know,
like the smart person should do.
Yeah, again, I loved Jeremy last season, and not just because I love Josh Kelly, but he was a really rootable character, and I don't know why they've gotten him in this place where because I know he did it on purpose, talking on the walkie-talkie about her, and she didn't even care. Like, she's so over him.
I know,
and I think that's why he's reacting this way, because when she was still crazy for Jeremy, he was all for it. But and he was nice to her, but now that she is done with him, he is acting like a little bitch.
I have a question for you guys. Let's hope that she does, because she did take the pills out of the trash. If she does go back on her medication, do you think it's all going to hit her and she will actually feel some empathy?
I hope we see that.
And then maybe her and Jeremy will actually talk.
I think it would be interesting to see her. I really do hope that she starts taking her medication, because I think it would be good to see that side of her, because we've never really seen her in that actual normal, sane, being a human, I don't know, we've just never seen that. So I think it would be a cool different side, but I don't know if that's actually going to happen.
Well, yeah. I mean, the show is fun when it's crazy town, so we want to see a well-adjusted Rachel.
I think maybe for a little.
I think we saw her for 10 minutes in the first episode of the second season.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Maybe. I'd like to
and
see
people are like, where's Rachel? Yeah.
Where's the crazy girl who's manipulating? But I don't know. I think I'd like to see it for a little, because I would like to see that interaction actually happen.
Right? If she has a breakdown now, it's going to be because of everything she's feeling overwhelmed. It's not going to be because she actually knows and accepts the responsibility for what she's done and how she's hurt others. So I feel like if she goes back on the medication and the chemicals are balanced in her brain and she can actually feel regular emotions again and be in, like, a sane state, I think we'll see some communication.
Yeah. Yeah, because to me, the scene where she went to Greg, she was very level-headed, even though what she was doing was underhanded.
See, and that, I don't know. I saw crazy in her eyes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was wanting to get Quinn, but it was...
It's like she's sounding sane and reasonable, but, like, behind the eyes is all crazy to me.
I agree. I'm always so crazy. It's all in the eyes.
It is, like, in the eyes.
What is the actress's name?
Shuri Appleby.
Props to you.
Oh, Shiri Appleby.
Awesome. It's insane.
Her and Constance Zimmer, I'm telling you, Emmys.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Get it, girls.
Seriously, they deserve them.
They're so incredible in this.
Yeah, because to me, she played it well. Like, she came very level-headed to him because, she came full-on cray-cray Rachel. He wouldn't have listened to her. That's why she, you know, and that was just very much sociopath to me. But I think that's who she really is. Like, even if she was on the medication, like...
You think she just...
Yeah, I think she's very much like Quinn, as a little bit more sociopath.
Yeah, that's true, because Quinn it doesn't have the same psychological problems Rachel does, but she's still manipulative.
But she's got she's got it all figured out. She's got a good head on her shoulders.
I really think that it is about the sickness with Rachel. I feel like we never saw Rachel before when she was in a healthy period of her life.
Yeah.
And I would love to be introduced to that character again, even for just a little bit. But I do think, I mean, if he fell in love with her before when he thought... I'm sure at that time he thought she was sane and normal when they first fell in love, like back before we started the show. I think he wants that Rachel back again, and that's also why he's lashing out and doing this, because he does still care. He says he doesn't, but you have to still care to
otherwise,
say these things.
Oh, yeah, to do all of this stuff and go out of your way to do that, that just shows that you care, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, then her just completely kind of ignoring it shows that, to me, she doesn't care. So,
what do you think?
I was just noticing a good question. Are we going to meet the other girls, the cop and the MMA fighter?
I know.
Of course.
Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, you don't put a cop and an MMA fighter on a reality show and not, you know, really bring that in.
Yeah, I think that they're going to slowly kind of introduce the other characters. Because last season, I feel like you slowly got to know some of them.
Yeah.
The MMA chick is going to... do a round of Rousey on one of the dudes. For sure.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, I would love to see
all
that.
About one of the side... I just want one of the side dicks to get... they're just, like, annoying me at this point. It's like, why are you here? Come on, guys. But whatever. Romeo.
I wonder.
We'll give Romeo a break, but the other couple... I don't know about
Romeo.
The other
Romeo.
Yeah. Was that his real name?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I wonder, with the... since we have a police... one of the women, I wonder, since last season we saw some illegal activity with switch swapping out the pills for just making them sugar pills.
Yeah, that was messed up.
Yeah, and then the woman, and led to the woman killing herself. I wonder if anything illegal starts to happen here, if then the cop will come into place and maybe stir some things up. Or I wonder if she was placed there. I don't know. I wonder. Well, I mean, I guess she wouldn't be.
I think they would think ahead of and wouldn't let that happen.
Yeah, to me, well, and also, if she's a cop, but she wants to be on a show like this, you know, she can't be that great of a cop.
Yeah,
like,
that's because, a little strange.
I mean, again, like, you'd rather go
on
Everlasting.
Hey, she just needs love. She could be a great cop and just want some love. You see, like, the firefighters going on The Bachelorette.
It happens. And they're good guys.
If she didn't call people out on things that happen, she'd lose her job.
Yeah.
Because a cop takes an oath.
That's
you know?
True. But, so. I don't know. I think so. We'll meet some other girls, but I actually do think some of the girls who were chosen, some we won't meet to.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I feel like they're going to quickly eliminate, you know, more girls. And then I think once it gets down to a slimmer group, that's when we'll really dive into their characters a lot more.
I agree. That's like what happened last season. Yeah.
It comes down to too many. Yeah, too many right now.
And we can't remember all of their names and all of their
names. And they eliminate like five every episode. So there's no point in investing in them when they're just going to take them from you.
Yeah, I love how Darius is like, y'all have a cheat sheet or something.
Yeah, I love that. Even the guy can't remember all their names. Of course he needs a cheat sheet. I think it's funny, too, because every time when I'm actually watching the real Bachelor and Bachelorette, I go, how do they know these people's names? Because on the first night, there's 25 girls, and I'm like, there's no way. There's got to have a little earpiece saying, okay, say this girl.
Let's do that again.
Yeah, so I thought it was funny that they called attention because he straight up said he doesn't know their names, and I don't blame him. I can't remember names of two people.
Yeah, I also love that they did that thing with the editing. They're like, we need to make it look like they had a moment there. And it makes you think of all of those moments in The Bachelor and The Bachelorette that they probably edited together to make it look like they had a moment. I love that they like kind of just threw that in there.
Yeah. I like how they don't throw so much attention on them, but those details are slipped in there, which is what's really happening on reality TV. So I like that the show does that.
Yeah, as someone who doesn't watch reality TV, I do like that this show makes fun of it because, you know, I don't watch it, but I've been a part, you know, and behind the scenes in some of it. So, yeah, so I'm well aware of how phony it is. That's why I'm glad finally there is something telling people. No, it's
like
all
what
fake.
Wrestling used to be.
Yeah.
For sure. It's funny. I like that. The show is just great, you guys. Yeah.
Just so good.
It is so good. It keeps getting better, too. And this season's already so much better than the first season. And I loved the first season, but they're just doing so many good things.
They're just going in, like, head first. Mm-hmm. And I feel like last season was a build-up, and then it started getting super crazy. But now we already know they're crazy, so they didn't have to kind of build up to it anymore. It's like, we know. It's all on the table. Yeah. They have no lines that they're not willing to cross, so...
Yeah, and it's good to see that we do have a moral compass in Jay, but the fact that everyone else is just a horrible sociopath just makes a lot of sense. Like, and I like that. You know?
Yeah, and the first season had a lot of balls, but this season has way bigger balls.
Oh, mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, like, right off the bat.
Yep.
It's like, okay.
Some of the things they say, too. Another Quinn always has the best lines, she's like, it was one of the black contestants did something really cute, and she's like, A black wifey.
That's Rachel.
Yeah. That's Rachel. I'm like, you guys, it's great.
See, Rachel had morphed so much into Quinn, we thought it was a Quinn line.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right? They're intertwined, so that's why I'm excited
serious
for them to blow up at each other.
I also love that this season started to go in a direction of guys versus girls, and it was just different teams, it was just battle of the genders, but now we have this other guy, Coleman, who is, again, leaning towards Chet, but I think that's going to completely throw off the balance. I don't think it's going to be guys versus girls anymore, because now Rachel doesn't want to be on Quinn's team, and I wonder how that's going to shift with the season. You know, like, is Rachel going to join Team Chet because she just wants Quinn out of the picture? What do you guys think?
That's a good point. I don't know. Oh my god, my stomach just called so loud.
What's the new guy?
Coleman.
Coleman. Yeah.
Coleman. Well, I think that bringing in Coleman was the smartest idea ever because you couldn't have just put Rachel, obviously, and then Quinn and Chet both. They were just doing things to bother the other. So I think having a brand new person will be good. And I think that he actually will find a balance. Right now, I know he says he's leaning towards Chet, but I think that he'll balance it out pretty well. And I think that him and Rachel are gonna...
If he's as good as his job, as they say, you know, the reason they bring him in is because he's so good at it, then he's also pretty damn manipulative.
That's true.
That's very true.
But so does Rachel.
Yeah. Rachel always seems genuine in the moment that she's talking to her victim. I'll call them a victim. Yeah. And then she walks away and it's just no emotion. So he could be the same way, and then maybe they're the perfect toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Boom.
They're definitely going to get together.
Oh, yeah. Because Mary Duda 44, 4-4-4, 3-4s, you know, asked, like, do we think that Rachel's going to sleep with the new guy? And I'm like, yeah, I think we all agree that her and Coleman, I mean, because Rachel, you know, money, dick, power, that's what
money,
she wants.
Money, dick, power.
Yeah. Right now, it seems like she wants power the most, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I seem.
Not in the beginning of the first episode.
No, not at all. Okay, and it's Madison T. I can't really say it. So they actually give three names at a time, and they take too long shooting each girl getting a rose. Ooh. Rose ceremony takes hours. I did know that rose ceremonies took hours in real life. Oh my God, my stomach. Oh, I'm sorry, everyone here. Is there anything else in this episode? I'm trying to think.
I'm like, did we get all? Yeah, did I we think get it we all? Did get it all. Like, because, yeah, we talked about Coleman, Ruby, Beth Ann. Let's
yeah,
see.
We talked about Hot
what,
Rachel.
What do you guys yeah. think?
Oh.
From the first season, when Madison gave Chet a little blowy.
Is anything going to
happen?
Yeah. That,
is anything going to happen?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that new term.
I watched Chet
it's
a lot.
Like,
you know?
Sounds like the kindergarten version.
A blowy.
Can we say things on
yeah,
the show?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. We're on everything. Yeah.
She gave him a...
I don't think... I don't want to say never, because who knows?
No.
It could totally happen. I can see, because I feel like Rachel used her sexuality a lot to
oh,
get
yeah.
what she wanted, and I can see that rubbing off on Madison and her doing that as well.
Yeah, I mean, she
with
did
Chet sleep- again. Maybe.
Probably.
He's looking better, yeah. So if here's the time.
This
it's now, Madison.
The time she should have started doing that. Have you looked at him? Mm.
Yeah, and she said she banged the host guy, too. Like
the host dude, yeah, by the way, like, yeah. He's weird.
Yeah.
And they always kind of imply.
He's
they're
hilarious.
Like, shut him up. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's hilarious. And
didn't they say he tans his dick?
Yeah. I probably.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And she was like, yeah, he yeah. does.
And then at the end, too, he goes, ladies, after party at my place.
Yeah. And they like, shut that down. Just shut that down.
They're like, they just want him to shut up.
I feel like he's just a monkey that they put out there. Like, you know, it's like, dance yep. monkey, go out there, and then no one respects you, you know?
Yeah.
Get
yes.
out.
So I guess, I think Madison could easily hook up with Chet again.
Oh, yeah.
Or she'll definitely hook up with someone. I don't know if it'll be Chet. Mm-hmm. But
did you mention last week that you thought Rachel would hook up with Chet?
Someone mm-hmm. mentioned that.
Because
maybe that
now I'm seeing that, for sure. Because
together.
I think now we see she's full-on against Quinn. And she's going to do it in a passive-aggressive way just because she's smart enough to know not to just take down Quinn right in front of her face. She's going to do it behind her back in little ways, building her way up. Just like she went, ooh, to Gary. Or is it Greg or Gary? I thought it was Gary.
Gary.
Yeah. When she went to Gary, that was behind her back. She, like, Quinn doesn't know any of this. So I think she's going to build her way up, and then to really hurt Quinn, I think she'll sleep with Chet.
I can see it. Mm-hmm. So I guess we just did predictions.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was
much.
A show of predictions.
We pretty much just included our predictions everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
Well, there's our sound. But
after the fact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where are the lights?
Yeah.
Lights?
We didn't have the seizure lights.
Gotta be okay for Scotty.
Scotty said he could
yeah.
have
yeah,
the lights.
Yeah, I can
lights.
Handle it. Yeah. Bring the lights on. I want them.
Mary yeah. Duda. Yeah. Aggressive girl. I like it.
I'm Bone Jet. I love the hashtag.
Hashtag. That is so great. Mary Duda, I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, he's hot, guys.
Yeah,
so he's hot. This
is
season.
There anything else to cover?
I think, do you have any final thoughts, Scotty? Our special guest, y'all?
It's a good show.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody made a comment that maybe it's, there's so much going on, you know what I mean? And we were like, it's really good for the season. And she said, maybe it's too much. It is a lot.
It is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, I loved the first season. I was addicted.
Same.
I'm a guy, and that's I'm cool saying it. You know? Yeah. But I would like it if it's, you know, if there comes a point in this season where it kind of calms down
it
a little bit.
It slows down. I was,
yeah.
I've actually questioned that, too, because, like I said, it's crazy to me that this is only the second episode and all of the chaos that we've already talked about with all the different relationships and things,
yeah.
manipulations. So I actually have thought about that. I'm loving it, but I could handle it slowing down a little.
Yeah, watching the show actually gives me anxiety. I cannot take my eyes away, but at the same time, like, I'm just, like, shaking, like, what's gonna happen next? How did that just happen? And it's just so intense all the time.
Yeah.
How do you build on it?
Exactly.
I know.
Like,
which is scary.
Yeah.
How do you build on it?
It's like, four people are gonna have heart attacks and replace them.
Someone's definitely gotta die.
Yeah, someone has to die. I mean,
yeah,
with this season start.
As I said, what do they want us to do? Kill someone every episode? Well, we kind of do because there's too many damn people. Like, and I think that's the thing. And I feel like it started out like that last season, too, was like, because there's so many people, because there's all these girls, you've got the crew, you're learning everybody. This season, we do kind of know all the crew,
yeah.
except for now Coleman just came in. But when it comes to, like, the girls, I mean, I feel like, again, it will filter itself out and we won't have so much craziness since, I mean, they're either going to die or
for sure.
get rid
Darian does make a good point. They're saying this is technically still the first day.
Yeah.
Good point, Darian. I forgot about that.
Yeah, me too. I wasn't even thinking about that. That's scary.
For me, it's been 2 weeks.
I know.
Like, they're fitting all of this drama into the first episode. How are they going to build from there? That is...
Yeah, I mean, they'll do it. I don't have doubts, but I'm
really
excited.
Good writing, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And see, as a soap opera fan, I didn't even notice. I'm like, you know, I'm so used to days lasting for weeks. And
that's a good point. Yeah. So, I mean, do we have any else?
I think we are done. We've literally talked about everything. So I guess we'll just... start down the line here with where can they find you, Renee?
Hey, guys. You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at _AbbyVega.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Scotty Dicker.
And watch his... When's your movie come out?
There's no official date for it, but it's going to be July or August.
We'll awesome. Keep an eye out for XOXO, people.
All right, guys. And as always, I am LACRETIALYON anywhere on the internet, since there is only one Lucretia Lyon. And luckily, Sam will be back in the seat next week, and I can be back to being funny over here.
You're still funny.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bye, guys.
Thanks for letting me sit here.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.